What I left you was no less than the image of the firstborn, the first begotten, saith the Spirit of grace. That all should know me face to face, and that I should write my laws in your hearts. No man having to teach another, say no, the Lord. But in this I left you with this gospel, to preach unto all nations and to show the glad tidings, Christ in you, the hope of glory. A people that could live above sin and a people that could preach a gospel of power all at the same time. I desire a people that I've created to come in to a fellowship with me in these last days, saith the Spirit of grace. For all that you are and all that you were ever created to be, I am more than able to awaken you to these things, saith the Spirit of grace. Sleep no longer. Slumber no longer, but awaken unto righteousness. Come forward. Conquer, conquering first that place, knowing who you are. Knowing who you are in fellowship. But I created you to go way beyond the circumference of living above sin, above circumstances and emotions. I've created you to conquer a city and to conquer a nation through my Spirit, saith the Lord. For in these seasons of worship, my Spirit that lives and abides in you brings you to another place. But that place I desire to fellowship with you, not just often, but continually, saith the Spirit of grace. For surely the blind will see and the lame will walk. But this first, that your love for me, my love to you and through you is made manifest, and that the image that I gave from the beginning, I gave one gospel, one true gospel through the doctrine of my Son. Now I expect you to carry that gospel to the nations, saith the Spirit of grace.